Babies who are efficient at taking in and processing what it is they see or at remembering what they see and hear score well later on childhood intelligence tests. And a major influence on cognitive development is the way that parents and other caregivers act towards children. In other words, giving them things to see, hear, and remember. In several studies, researchers are looking at how responsive both American and Japanese mothers were to their babies, seen first when the babies were 2 to 5 months old, then again at age 1, 1.5, 2.5, or 4 years of age, when those children were assessed on various cognitive abilities. Now, the responsiveness was defined as behavior that promptly and appropriately followed some behavior of the baby. In other words, when the baby babbled or looked at the mother or cried, did the mother smile at the baby, talk to her, pick her up, pat her, feed her, or pay attention to the baby in some other way? Well, now, while almost all the mothers responded quickly when their babies were distressed, in other words, when they were really crying or screaming, something was bothering them, the mother's rate of non-distress responsiveness varied greatly. Although the responses that the mothers made to 2-month-old babies were not associated with the children's later development, the way the women acted when the babies were 4 or 5 months old was. As toddlers, the children of the most responsive mothers had more advanced representational abilities, and as 4-year-olds, they scored higher on intelligence tests and other learning tasks. In other research, mothers' responsiveness to 4-month-old babies was associated to later cognitive growth, but the way they acted with their 1-year-old was not. These different findings may point to a sensitive period. When babies were about 4 months old, for caregivers' impact on intellectual growth. So, how exactly does adult responsiveness help children to develop intellectually anyway? It might raise their self-esteem and make them feel that they have some control over their lives. Adult responsiveness may make children feel secure enough to explore and motivate them to keep exploring, even though when things get tough. And it might also help them to regulate themselves to pay attention and therefore learn. Other research focused on mothers' responsiveness to preemies. The ones whose mother were the most responsive, the most sensitive, and positively involved with those preemies, they saw that when those preemies became adolescents, they were scoring higher on IQ tests and considered themselves more competent than the children of the less responsive mothers. Findings like this confirm other data showing that the environment that the child grows up in can do a great deal to offset the negative effects of complications at the time of birth. Now, although most of these studies that I've talked about have been done with mothers, the findings are just as relevant for fathers and other primary caregivers. Parental involvement or non-involvement in children's learning is strongly affected by the culture or subculture that they live in.